You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Let's talk about real men, shall we?
Yeah, I was perusing Reddit the other day, as I tend to do, just because I freaking love the questions that people pose on there. Mm-hmm. And one of the Ask Reddits was, what makes a man a man? Ooth, I need to know. And I instantly kind of glommed onto that because I kind of find that topic fascinating nowadays because you might agree with me, Dom, that we kind of live in a culture now where men are kind of expected to be a little more feminine, I think. And that whole line of man, woman has kind of been blurred a little bit. And men really aren't men anymore, I kind of feel. My buddy Steve, actually, I've helped him create a podcast called Remasculate. And it's the opposite of emasculate. It's basically, as Urban Dictionary says, to grow one's cojones back after they have been shrunken by an especially effeminate activity. So doing a lot of lady things, you need to remasculate and get your manhood back.
Okay.
And so I kind of feel like we should maybe open the phone lines today and just ask the ladies, like, do you miss having a man around? And if you need a man, what makes a man nowadays?
I thought it was funny that you posted it on Facebook, the question. And yeah. I couldn't help but chuckle because not all, but some women took that opportunity to immediately start bashing men.
Oh, man. A right. lot of girls been cheated on.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, we're not looking for your tales of woe about how horrible men
are.
Yeah,
we get it. And that goes in both directions.
Right.
There's plenty of tales of woe from the ladies.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, some women are jerks too. So,
but
we just need to know.
It can go in two ways, though, because we can go like the serious route where, you know, it's like, you know, a man will keep his word.
Mm-hmm.
Or what makes a man...
Like he can oil a chainsaw.
Opening a pickle jar.
Right, because because you need that in your life.
Those things are tough. Mm-hmm.
So if we did a little forum on the radio where people could call in, I expect this to be mostly women, but who knows? Some guys might want to suggest for themselves, this is what I think makes a man.
Chest hair.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Here's the thing. This might get a little busy. So if you get a busy signal or cannot complete call as dialed, hang up and call back. 303-691-1649. And then we will also get the opinion of both Emily and Chris with a K.
I'm just going to tell you who the manliest man is and... Yeah,
Charlie Hunnam.
He's even better.
I will throw this out before we go to all, because the phones have exploded. So I will say this before we go to the phones, and I don't know if anybody else on the show will agree with me, but my position is that let's say a late teen to early 20s boy, so let's say 16 to 26, let's say, what in their minds they think makes a man is generally based on how they think their buddies will see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not until they get a little bit older that they realize most times women don't share that opinion. So I think guys are trying to be men by appealing and showing off in front of their guy friends, where most women kind of cross their arms and like, dude, mm-hmm. that doesn't make you a man. Here's Liz. Hey, Liz, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you want to add to all of this? What makes a man?
I believe what makes a man is a guy that can, you know, when there's a job at the house that needs done, a handy job that he can go to Lowe's or Home Depot and be able to just fix it, or, you know, be able to jump the car or fix any kind of car problem.
Right,
or,
right.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
And also, you know, in general, gives everybody around him respect. That gives them the light of day, that doesn't, you know, just shrug their nose and be like, you're not my kind of person, like gives, you know, shakes their hand, looks
all right.
them in the eye.
All right. All right. Well, we're going to put down fix things around
handy.
The house. That
handy.
Makes
handy.
That makes Jeremy a 100% man. I'm about a 60%.
Yeah. And even if you can't do it, at least attempt it.
Right.
Learn how to attempted. Do it.
Learn, yeah.
Wait, what about the, are we putting the respect tier down? Are we putting Aretha Franklin down on this man list?
I don't know. I hate some people. I'm not going to
No, put down the fix things around the house.
Okay.
Liz, thank you for that call. Here comes, guys, I guess, want to sound off too. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dom.
What do you want to say? What makes a man?
Well, honestly, it's basically what's inside you. But the biggest problem I think I have is most men don't know who they are or what they want to be unless a woman tells them to.
Just what they want.
Wait a minute.
Is that like a confidence thing?
Explain
so
that.
I think what makes a man is having a back.
Oh, that's a great time to cut out.
I think he was going to say backbone.
I think he was too. Your call dropped, Mike.
A real man charges his phone.
I think you're right. I think he was going to say a man has a backbone.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So where do you draw the line between a backbone and stubbornness?
Right.
In other words, I know what I want, but I'm inflexible.
There are a lot of women who want a guy with no backbone so they can, you know, quote unquote, wear the pants in the house and stuff. So I agree with him.
But
I think a lot of women do want that backbone.
Yeah, see, I think you're right because somebody might want that at first, but I think after a while, I've got friends of ours, husband and wife, and the woman constantly says, I'm so sick of having to make every decision.
Exactly.
Everything. Yeah. Where we go, what we do this weekend, what we do, what we watch on TV. She goes, just pick something.
Yeah, but you poor guys, you've been, you know, brainwashed. Happy wife, happy life. So I think you guys are at the point where you're like, I don't even care. I would make me happy if you chose a restaurant.
That's a good point, Chris.
How about able to choose a restaurant? Can I put that on the list?
That's a good one.
Chili's. Okay. We're going to Chili's.
Okay, he chooses restaurant.
All right, here's Lori. Hello, Lori. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you this morning?
We're great. What makes a man a man?
You know, I don't think it's just one thing. I agree with your last caller, a backbone, someone who's considerate, loyal, but knows what they want, knows how to get it, and will work with you to get it done. Can drink a beer and swear and watch football and turn around and watch a Hallmark movie.
Well, let's not go crazy.
You had me right up till the end, Lori.
Hallmark.
Listen, I hope you have a great day, okay?
Be well-rounded.
We do like well-rounded. Lori, great call.
Thirteen going on 30, Emily. But
that is fantastic.
Not a Hallmark movie.
So what are we putting down for her contribution? Because she kind of talked a lot.
Yeah.
Watching the Hallmark Channel while drunk.
She said loyal and strong.
Loyal and strong.
Loyal and strong. You don't have to put the Hallmark movie on there. That does not make a man a man. Here's Rob. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
So what have we not added to the list so far?
Well, my comment is simple. Man is two things, basically. Someone who takes care of his responsibilities, and then also someone who owns up to his mistakes when he makes them.
Yes.
There you go.
Right.
You know, a couple strong ones.
Admitting that you made a mistake, like, it's worse to not admit that you made a mistake than it is actually making the mistake.
I think I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Rob, great call. Thanks for being on the show, buddy. Have a good day.
You guys have a good day too.
All right.
Or you just don't make mistakes.
Yeah.
That shirt you're wearing today is a mistake.
Well,
that's part of what makes a man a man. Flannel. Rugged AF.
I think we're going to go to Mary's call. But Mary, before you do that, I wrote a piece on this a couple of years ago that it's not so much making mistakes, it's not making the same mistake over and over again. So I think a real man learns something from his mistakes. All right, so Mary, what do you want to add?
So what I really like to add is a lot of women are assertive these days just because of their careers. And I feel like a man is someone who is not afraid to take charge and is still wanting to be the provider no matter what type of job their wife may have and still wanting to take the lead.
I love that answer. I like that too.
Well said, Mary. Thank you very much. Do you have a man like that in your life?
Not right now. No, I do not.
But you will find him, won't you?
Hang in there.
Maybe.
Thanks a lot for being on the show. One thing that we haven't added yet, too, is I think what makes a man is a man who accepts and handles his responsibility with children.
I was going to say that, yeah,
absolutely.
As a father.
So, yeah,
step up.
I mean, yeah, step up and be a father.
Be there, yeah.
That's kind of one on my list.
All right, let's hear your list, Chris.
Okay, well, I have a couple. One is I don't want a man that whines a lot. You know what I mean?
Why?
Like, why? I made dinner. I don't like spaghetti. Yeah. I haven't even, you made that last week. Oh my gosh. Shut up and
well, did you, did you make it last week?
It wasn't me. I had a friend. She made spaghetti twice. And yeah, it was a thing. It actually happened. The other one is like the providing and the responsibility. And this may be super old fashioned, so I apologize in advance. I want a guy who's a protector. A protector of his wife, his family, the people that he loves, basically. And I don't mean like meeting the bad guy at the door with a Ruger or anything like that. Although if that happens, that's fine. But just somebody who feels that responsibility to protect and take care of his,
I like that.
His
yeah.
family.
That's good, Chris.
I think that's
just
so
protector.
Far the best
yeah.
word.
Yeah.
What
the
about you? What about you, Emily Ann?
I'm going to tell you, he already exists. He is strong. He is thorough. He is handy. Mm-hmm. We all love him, know him. He's got a great deep voice. He can also have a bubble bath with his cute little dog and enjoy a glass of champagne.
I know.
And he's confident. Mike freaking Rowe.
Mike Rowe.
He is a man.
So there you go. I'm going to end the list with.
That's a good call because I have not hidden the fact that I do have a bit of a man crush on Mike Rowe.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's
total
he's
dad
it.
Bod too.
So
I don't
a
care.
Real man should
he
smell good too, don't you think?
Musky.
Smell good. Just a little touch
little
of like manliness
little old
there.
Spice
but,
in there.
Yeah, like mm-hmm.
Yeah. When dining out, there's two rules for men to be a real man. One, never walk in front of the woman entering or leaving the restaurant.
Yes.
I see it 92% of the time. Guys don't walk in front of the woman. Ever, mm-hmm. in or out. And secondly, when you're out eating, if you finish and she's still eating, do not let the waiter take your plate. When the waiter comes over, you say, no, I'm still picking. Even if your plate is clean, never let a server take your plate while the woman is still eating.
Dom, these
very
are all
good.
Great, it's but good. You have to have a man take a woman out to a restaurant for those rules to apply.
Chili's!
Chili's!
We're going to Chili's!
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.